Luke 1:14, joy and gladness. I want to talk to you about being full of joy and gladness. Luke chapter 1 is a fabulous chapter in the Bible. It consists of 80 verses, but the one that I'd like to look at with you together today is verse 14. You see, I really believe that we as believers have been getting ripped off of joy and gladness. In the book of John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus said, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy." Who's the thief? Satan, the enemy, and his followers are the thief, and they have come to steal, kill, and destroy. And I truly believe that believers are getting stolen from in the area of joy and gladness. Let's look at verse 14 in Luke chapter 1. The Lord says through the messenger angel Gabriel, "And you will have joy and gladness." All believers should be filled to the brim with joy and gladness simply because of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." If you are in Christ, you should be experiencing joy and gladness because you no longer are bound by the wages of sin. You have stepped out of death into life, out of darkness into light, and out of hatred into love. You have, I have, every reason to be full of joy and gladness. Come on, let's speak some joy and gladness into our lives. Please turn to the book of Psalm chapter 105, and let's look at verse 43. The Bible says, "He brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with gladness." We are his people, and we are his chosen ones. Flip back to Psalm chapter 51, verse 8. "Make me hear joy and gladness." Yes, Lord, that's our prayer. Let us hear joy and gladness. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, Jesus has called us to be the salt and the light of the world. We ourselves may be the closest a non-believer has ever been to church. If we don't have the joy of the Lord within us, then we're misrepresenting God. You see, God is always in a good mood. He's always happy. He's always cheerful. He's always loving. God's not worrying about economic problems. God's not stressed out. He's not sweating up on his throne. He's in peace. He's full of joy. He's full of gladness. And he's called us to experience what he's experiencing. We're adopted, grafted into him. We're seated in heavenly places. Come on, let's receive the joy and the gladness of the Lord right now. All you need to do is receive. Inhale his joy and gladness. Breathe in his life, light, and love. Exhale the lies and the bitterness, the worry, the confusion. None of that's of the kingdom of God. None of that is of the light. I feel as if a blanket of joy and gladness is beginning to settle over your shoulders. You can feel a lightening of burdens as God begins to restore your joy and gladness. He's pouring his love into you. Just receive him. Believe his word. Believe it. In Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Breathe in life, breathe in the scriptures, breathe in the promises of the Lord. Replace the lies with the truth. Exhale everything that is not of the kingdom of God. Receive the joy of the Lord. If you begin to feel like laughing, don't hold back. Solomon writes in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, "A merry heart does good like medicine." Being joyful and glad, laughing and having a merry heart is like medicine to you. Continue to breathe in the glory and the goodness of the Lord because he loves you so much. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Speak life out of your mouth. Lord, we thank you so much for restoring the joy and the gladness within us. We give you great praise. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.